Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Control Print Limited Q2 FY23 results conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, et cetera, whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhatelia from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bhatelia.
Thank you, Tanvi. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome all to the Control Print Limited second quarter and first half FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Shiva Kabra, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Jaideep Barve, the CFO. I will hand over the call to Jaideep for his opening remarks, post which we shall open the floor for Q&A. Thank you. Over to you, Jaideep.
Yeah. Thanks, Karan. Welcome everybody to the earnings conference call of the second quarter of financial year 2022-23 of Control Print Limited. We appreciate that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to attend this call. Hope you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. Wish all of you a happy Diwali in advance. Mr. Shiva Kabra, the Joint Managing Director of our company, also joins me on this call. The detailed presentation has already been put up on the website as well as intimated to the stock exchanges. I assume all of you would have the basic information about our company. I'm going ahead and giving a brief analysis of the financial statements of the quarter two for FY22-23. The manufacturing activities in this second quarter continued with the rising momentum as most of the industries continued their production to meet their higher demand. The increased production was clearly visible in the higher requirement for consumables, which is beneficial to the coding and marking industry, which Control Print operates in. The revenue for this quarter has witnessed a year-on-year growth of 10%. The primary reason for the growth in revenue was because of good traction in the consumables, which has got a year-on-year growth of 29% in real value terms as the industrial production has increased. We still believe that it is still not at the optimum level, and there exists a considerable scope for improvement. The sales of printers were slightly on the lower side, and we had a drop of about 14% of the machines sold as compared to the previous quarter, primarily as a result of raw material shortages. We believe that going forward, we have the right strategies in place to mitigate all the risks in supply chain, and there is still a lot of growth in the overall production volume for the printers. The gross margin for Q2 has dropped marginally as compared to the previous quarter, as I explained to you, because of the raw material purchases, which are at a slightly higher rates. Still, it shows a very good picture as compared to the Q2 of the previous year. On a year-on-year performance, the EBITDA, PBT, PAT, and the profit before exceptional items have grown by almost 11%, 23.5%, 14%, 14% respectively. The company maintains healthy margins with EBITDA at almost 26% in this quarter. We believe that we still can grow to considerable levels because of the economies of scale what we will have in the future. Let me brief you on the performance of various divisions, products, and business segments. Consumables had a good traction, and the increased install base, which is greater than 15,500, will definitely drive the business in the coming quarters. We continue to penetrate competitor accounts in key sectors like pipes, food, dairy, FMCG, sugar, pharma, and dairy, and our market share has been strengthened now. We have already incorporated a company in Netherlands which has acquired 75% stake in Markprint B.V. through it. We have got a sufficient amount of business growth in the dairy segment as well as in the cement segment. Dairy as a vertical, in fact, has grown by 20%, and we expect this trend to continue for the next few years. Piping still continues to be the leading segment for our kind of industry. We have got a robust back-office system. We have good amount of in-house trainings, which emphasize to improve the performance of each team member. We have got a good ERP in place, which is SAP, which backs up our sales, production, and inventory numbers. Recently, we've launched a new CIJ product, which is called Pinch, and that has definitely made a positive move in the market. We expect that we'll get a good mileage on this account. As regards to the plywood industry, we are expecting good volumes in the Q3 as well as in the sugar industry. The company has got a good cash flow, and we continue with that trend in the next few quarters as well. We are strong in our production segment as well, and we focus on plans and strategies, and we are confident of the growth potential to deliver positive results in the future as well. With this, I open the floor for any questions that they would ask us.
Sir, can we begin with the Q&A?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and one to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. First question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. Hello?
Yeah. Hello, Saket.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah.
Sir, I missed the opening remarks, so pardon me for repetition, sir, but we have seen the margins being lower on Q-on-Q basis, whether the gross margin or the EBITDA margin. So what explains this sequential dip in margin, and also what constituted this 1 crore other income component, sir? First set of question.
Well, the margins have, you see, we are into a supply chain where, you know, like, there is still a paucity of the raw material components for our kind of industry. So we have to continuously revise our strategies and do the purchasing, I think, from the spot market, as well as, you know, get into new alternative producers. We believe that these conditions might continue till February, March. And so the margins may, you know, reduce further down, as well as increase also if we get the strategy in place right. So raw material shortages and, you know, like, basically that has really cramped our bargaining power as well. So that's the reason why, you know, like, our gross margins are on the slightly lower side. If I may ask Shiva to add further. Shiva, can you add on this?
Yeah. So I think, Jaideep said earlier, of course, if you didn't connect, Mr. Saket, that basically we had a drop in printer sales, so the primary reason was not demand. It's just that we've not been able to, you know, I think we've in the previous call, we are having a lot of supply chain issues. They've eased now, but of course, it did affect some of our sales in the previous few months. And there was some, you know, things that we couldn't build within, you know, that half, so there was some backlog and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to obviously make up completely for it in this second half. So the printers were sales specifically were affected. Even some of the fluids, the billings were slightly lower than, you know, also there was some backlog out there also because we didn't have certain materials. So we seem to be having, you know, sometimes in this given situation, some surprises either on quality or in terms of delivery every so often, which is, you know, giving us some supply chain related, you know, troubles, which, you know, it's the first time we've experienced this in the last, you know, 1 or 2 years.
Hello.
And because of that, also, like I said, because of the global situation, of course, there has been a big increase in costs and prices of some things, especially the electronic components. And we've, like I said, we've also purchased a lot of materials from the spot market, and that's higher than what our contracted rates are. So it's going to take some time for that to work entirely through the system because, we've taken a conscious decision that we have to keep supplying, even if it's at a higher cost. So some of the materials we have, some of the inventory we have are at a higher cost to us because they've been bought, purchased from the spot market. And as and when that thing works through this supply chain of ours, then hopefully we should get back to a slightly better margin profile. But it's not a big concern for us either way, too much right now. So we still think that as long as the growth is there, we'll get a strong, an overall growth of the profitability and margin that we're targeting.
Sir, if we take the breakup of the component in from revenue from operations, sir, that the gross margin addition or the incremental gross margin is from the consumable segment. So even though, sir, we as articulated by you, we face problems with selling more printers, how were the consumable sales? And sir, what is the breakup of the revenue part into the number from printers, consumable, and spare business?
So I don't know. Of course, Jaideep will provide you on whatever basis he provides. We don't give a very detailed breakup on that because of competitive reasons, you understand. But I will say that, as far as those things go, we cannot look at it in totality as an individual component or not because we face price increases across the board or cost increases in some cases where the price might not increase that much, we still had to buy things for a much higher price from the market. So like I said, that's affected the overall costs. And, at the end of the day, we cannot separate the printer business from the consumers or everything else because we'll end up losing some of our customers, as a result, if we are not able to supply them printers. So the thing is, because of the situation, this is a given thing. We are actually undertaking an exercise going forward to have a price increase to compensate for some of these issues. And that's actually one of the things that the company is now working towards in this given quarter. So we can see some results in Q4 or Q1 of next year because normally we give our customers like a 3 to 4 month notice before we actually increase the prices and with the things. So that's something we just started. But yeah, this is the given market right now. And we already went through two or three software rewrites and some other stuff in our firmware. So we can't keep doing this all the time. We just have to, at one point of time, if some components are not there, we just have to pay more money and just buy them. That's it.
So on the other income part, can you please provide further detail and whether it is a recurring item or one-off item? And lastly, sir, as mentioned that these margins are going to be can we expect more pressure on margins as Jaideep sir was explaining earlier going ahead also or steps have been taken?
So let Jaideep just explain the other income. But as far as margins go, of course, we're expecting things to be positive. It might take a few months for this high-cost inventory to run through our system. But of course, that would result in some benefits, either that or the price increase will compensate. So I don't think that we obviously, we're looking at a permanent, margin decrease. There's no doubt about that. We're not doing that. Over the course of a year, we should be okay. Of course, on a quarter-to-quarter basis, depending on the systems, and the supply chain, sometimes, like you said, even if we sell more printers, the gross margin looks lower, even though it's not from an individual component perspective. So, these things can change, but overall, I think our growth is going to be profitable and, cash accretive. That's what I can say. But Jaideep, if you want to just conclude that other, but also, if it's just possible, Karan,
if you know, you can just keep one question to one thing, because then if there's, you know, what happens, like, if there's four questions in one question, then it really confuses sometimes, you know, and then you miss out. That's all. So that's all I'm requesting everyone. You know, it's fine. Answer, ask as many questions as you want, but like in that one question, just one point, we cover that point, then the next question, you know, if that's fine with everyone. There was one question on other income.
Mr. Saket, you mentioned about the other income. The most significant portion happens to be the dividend in that.
Correct. Correct. Sir, one more question. That is about the, in the presentation, we have mentioned about large order of more than 70 TIJ printers from brewery sector and large export order for laser printer in the FMCG sector. So this 70 TIJ printer is what there in the pipeline? L1, what are we trying to explain from these nine? What is the opportunity that we have in our hand?
I think that order was not in the quarter that gone by. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, it's order what we've got, which is to explain as a
in that 6 month period, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, there might be a mistake from our side on this. I think that this is not an order that pertains to the half year that has gone by, guys. I apologize. Or it would have been only a very partial execution of that order. If we can avoid that discussion till we conclude this order and execute it, that would be better.
Sir, come again, sir. Are we having this order in hand of 70 TIJ printers?
We got it in the last quarter, but we've not executed it completely. Yeah. It's also held up because of some shortage of parts that we had. And we're in the process of executing it. So I just said that, you know, my apologies. We prefer discussing this once we finish executing this order.
No issue, sir. But can you give us some color on the size of this order, sir? What is the total quantum? Because here it is not mentioned that this has been executed. It has only been mentioned that we have an order in hand.
Yeah, Mr. Saket, we are just talking about, you know, an order, large order which you have bagged. So we are not talking about executed.
Yes, sir. I mean, you are right on that front. I only wanted to know the value of the order.
Yeah, so further, I don't see anything because we don't disclose this type of, this is very directly competitive information, if you will.
Okay, sir.
Because obviously our competitors know exactly which order we are talking, because, you know, they were also competing for it. And so it would be a bit tricky, that's all I can say. I hope you all understand this will be slightly difficult for us.
Can you give me, sir, the utilization levels for our Nalagarh unit in terms of consumables currently? For the quarter and first half as a whole?
Utilization in Nalagarh.
But we don't make any fruits in Nalagarh.
Consumable is at Guwahati, sir. So what is the utilization level for the consumable segment?
Must be like 50% or something, 40%. Well, like we have capacity to increase, you know, we said, to a significant amount more. So there's no capex required there right now. Nothing major from what I remember. I think we had some supply chain issues in some of the specialty chemicals that we use in our ink manufacturing out there also. So it was a bit up and down, the production there also. But I think there's no capacity utilization issue on an overall basis, assuming our supplies are smooth. About 40 to 50% capacity available. Maybe we are using 50 to 60% practically.
Correct. Sir, our employee cost has also gone up sequentially and also year on year. So, any one-off items in the employee cost that has gone up by 3 crores precisely? Or what should be the annual number? I mean, this time we have done 13.81 crores.
Yeah. So, just on that, Mr. Saket, as you would understand that, because of this new wage code bill which has been launched, so we've complied with that. So as a result of that, we've done the salary restructuring, and that's why you find the increase in the costs of the employee benefits.
So this will be now the order of the day, 14 crore a quarter.
Sorry, I'm not able to get you, Saket.
This will be the number going ahead now. On a ballpark number will be 14 crore, 30, what happened for this quarter.
Correct.
Correct, sir. Sir, if last point and come in the queue, sir. Sir, when you speak about this way forward, the slide which you have put, if you could dwell slightly more on the business environment currently, sir. I think so. You have spoken about the headwinds that we are facing in terms of the non-availability of spares and chips, and also the increase in prices because of the spot being purchased at spot prices. So if you could give us some more color how the H2 is likely to shape up in terms of our execution of selling of more printers and also the consumable sales going up. So some more color on how H2 shape up when we look at last year to the current year depending upon the business environment. That's the point, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Saket, to answer your question, see, we are very bullish about the way going forward. We believe that, you know, like, there will be higher consumable sales, obviously, because the industry is also in the growth phase. So that's going to be one of the positive looking aspects for us. We recently launched the Pench product. So we believe that will create the right positive boost going ahead. In case of, you know, like, we are also focusing on the OEM and the key accounts. So we've got a dedicated team for the key accounts at our company. So with that in place, we would imagine that we continue to attract, newer customers. Our marketing team, focusing on how to capture the last mile user. And we also have got an inside sales team, which generates the new leads, which can be, capitalized on and converted into customers by our sales team. And of course, I mean, we would like to, increase our market share by increasing the installed base of our printers. Plus, yes, we are constantly looking out into, the global market or, better technologies. So that's the overall strategy, what we feel would be for the way forward for our company.
Right, sir. And for the two acquisitions, are innovative, how is innovative and the Netherlands acquisition dealing with the overall pie, and how are they going to likely contribute going ahead?
So right now, to be genuinely honest, Saket, that's not as far as ICIPL goes. Obviously, they are also have been affected by our supply chain issues. So in fact, to be honest, we've been very unfair because of our own issues. We were also not able to supply them much with printers at all in the six month period, and they were affected much worse than us. So that has been slightly negative for them, but hopefully they should see a better rebound in the second half. And obviously, overall, that might have affected their growth, but it's still definitely better numbers than last year. Still on a better path. As far as Markprint goes, obviously they're doing their own business in Europe, and we're still working on, maybe by November, December, we should have some of the products available in India and start exploring that category in the Indian market. So again, we are not overly interfering in what work they are doing in their market, but our focus is more on how we can use their technology to develop products which are better for or more suited to our markets, and Control Print can grow that business. At the same time, they are continuing to grow, so that's also a positive factor. And obviously, we are encouraging them to see how they can accelerate their growth even faster in their home markets. And they obviously have more financial and technical and operational backing from us for whatever, opportunities come to them. So right now, mainly it's a standalone story as of right now, but these are both things that will help us in a longer period of time, without a doubt. Especially the Markprint acquisition, the ICIPL, of course, should be, as the sales grow, should hopefully contribute to our profitability, just being, available on the same cost base, at least on the manufacturing side, as what we already have. But definitely, ICIPL has been affected, like I said, by our supply chain issues, and Markprint is something that we've taken some training on. We've had some exchanges, and now we should start seeing some from November, December, you should see an idea of what products we need to do, get more tweaks on what we have to do. But, you know, I think that we'll start getting more results in the next financial year, because we normally get things, we have to adjust them. And I think we'll see the better results from, you know, maybe from Q1 next year of selling those products in the Indian market. And like I said, you know, there's a good opportunity in that in India.
Yeah, thank you for all the elaborate answer. Jadeep sir, on the goodwill front, if you could give some color, what led to this increase in goodwill account from March numbers of 48 lakh to 10 crore for the first half of for September?
Yeah, Saket, this is primarily a reason because of, you know, our acquisition of Markprint, the company in Netherlands.
Okay, sir. We will be looking forward for the next quarter, and I'll come up with a couple of more points. I think so. There should be a queue behind me, so I just joined the queue again. Thank you, sir, for the answer.
Thanks, Saket.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prajay Gada from Delhi Vaya. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so I just wanted to know that this raw material issue which the organization has been facing, is it because of the import which we are catering, or it's more on domestic side also?
No, it's mainly the imported area. It's more especially around the electronics it was, but even some of the specialty chemicals, some of the things that we utilize, you know, we use some very specialized pumps. Certain valves, like miniaturized valves in our printers and all. So, you know, we've been having an issue on multiple fronts. So definitely on some highly sophisticated electromechanical components, or other fluidic components. We've had some issues in our specialty chemicals, which we use for our ink. And we've been having an issue definitely, most definitely on the electronic components that we use in manufacturing the, you know, the electronic board which run our printers. So those are the issues, but it's definitely improving, what I think. Whatever it is, we've somehow managed to get enough stuff together, and I think this quarter we should at least get back to like a normal delivery time with our customers.
Okay. And sir, I have been just looking at your presentation, so it shows that from FY18 till now your margins has been decreasing. So like your gross margin, your EBITDA margin, and PAT margin, all three of them are decreasing. So can we expect that, because like as you are saying that this, there will be an upward move for this month, for the improvement in this raw material issue. So can we expect by FY23, we would at least reach to FY21 or FY20 levels?
I'll just take this question. I cannot say what our, I don't remember what our margin was in 18 or the preceding years. Obviously, I will say that, you know, the last 2-3 years have been affected, or even this year to that extent, not because of COVID, but because of the overhang of the supply chain issues that we faced. So this is a very difficult period to compare directly, you know, and I will say that, you know, maybe we've been slightly slow in rolling out that price, and we rolled out one price increase, cost increase, and now we're going to put out another one. We're in the process of doing that. So maybe that will get things back on track. But overall, you know, our focus has been more on, you know, the revenue growth, because our business is essentially, you know, reasonably high margin. So, you know, we don't really look at 0.5% or 1% here or there. You know, it's more about focusing on making sure that our competitive positioning, our technology positioning, our customer satisfaction is high, and that will pay dividends over a medium to long term situation. By, you know, we can grow margins by having faster growth, you know, and or we can, you know, increase margins by trying to cut costs you know, roll out more price increases. And, you know, obviously both the things are important, but overall our focus is more that, you know, we really believe that when we grow faster, then, you know, some part of that cost base is going to be fixed, or most of the cost, our cost base is fixed. And, you know, that means that we will automatically get, you know, a better margin profile.
Okay. Sure, so that was really helpful. And one last thing, sir. So is it possible to share with us the segment-wise revenue, like in dairy segment, industrial, healthcare, building products, and for FMCG?
I'm afraid that's not possible because we don't. Our main competitors, actually none of them are listed in India, but even abroad, they're all subsidiaries of foreign. So, you know, there's no competitive data coming out. I'm sure that they have some idea of what we do anyways, but, you know, it we'd not like to give out that sort of detailed information because there's no benefit to us and it could obviously help our competitors target us much, you know, in a much more systematic manner.
All right. So, yeah, thank you so much, sir, for your time and wish you and your team a happy Diwali. Hope your future have as bright as it is.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devanshu Sampat from ES Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good afternoon. Just a few questions. So, just a follow up with the previous participant, right? So, I'm aware that you don't share particular sector-wise information. But earlier we used to talk about packaging versus industrial, right, which used to be around 60-40. So can you just help get, getting an understanding of how the situation is changing incrementally, right? So there'll be an install base which will be, having a certain ratio, and incrementally as you sell more sales, is it more towards the packaging side, food and pharma specifically? Or is the mix largely, you know, similar to your existing install base?
So, Jaideep, I'll take this question.
Sure.
Like you said, overall, it was about 70-30 for us previously, and it's come closer to 60-40. So there are two things that happen. You know, industrials grow faster and they crash more depending on whether the economy is booming or busting. So in the COVID time, you know, we went north of 40% for packaging and, you know, almost 50-50 is what I'd say, you know. And then again, when the economy is a bit hot, because the construction materials, the building materials, the pipes, the cables, you know, all those things pick up sort of faster, you know, whereas the packaging sector is a bit more even, you know. You don't increase your consumption of shampoo just because, you know, the economy is booming, if you will, or, you know, Surf Excel powder or so on for that matter. So so like you said, both of the sectors have their own, both sectors are growing. The organized packaging market is definitely growing at the cost of the unorganized sector and the volumes still continue to grow. So what I'll say is overall, we're moving more towards a 50-50, but you know, of course, it depends slowly over a period of time and we're comfortable with that. But obviously the industrials, if the economy is a bit hotter, then, you know, we've seen that they tend to grow faster. And obviously, we're not against, you know, we're not trying to push to a certain ratio by not growing on, you know, one side. We want to grow in both areas. But of course, we believe that because we were not getting the market share that we should have got in the packaging side, we are able to grow a bit faster there overall. In terms of that. So we're seeing, if you look at a long-term shift, yeah, there's more, we're coming more towards 50-50, but on a, you know, quarter-to-quarter, even year-to-year basis, it'll depend on the cycle of the economy. So what we feel is like, in general, when the, depending on the agricultural economy and depending on the overall economy, you know, especially the construction material sector, you know, the industrials can grow faster. And then, you know, if the market is slightly more subdued, if the economic growth, then we see that the industrials grow slower. So, you know, that's the second element to it. So if you, I hope you understood what I meant. So I mean, you know, transitionally, we will be moving more towards packaging from a machine sales perspective, but the usage of the industrials, the policies are more up and down and, you know, therefore, the percentage shifts a little bit all the time. Although in the long-term direction, it is more towards packaging, increasing as a percentage of our overall sales.
Sure, I understand. Okay. And the second question is just about this chip shortage and, you know, the raw material issues, right, and the high-cost inventory that we spoke about. So is this something that is only for us, or is this something that the entire industry is facing? So basically, what I'm trying to get at is, does this affect our market share only? Because, you know, the business is such where the customer, like, you have to have installed base, and then you get business from that, from the consumer later. So are we losing market share over here, or is it something that, you know, this issue everybody is facing over here?
So in all honesty, we did lose a little bit of sale, for sure. Some customers we might have lost. So we had to take a tough call, and we had to, sort of service the A plus and the B grade customers, and maybe some of the C and D orders we couldn't fulfill, or we told them straight up that our, lead times are very long because we had a, limited availability. But, we don't think we lost that many sales overall, because we did do our best to manage in the situation. And different people had different issues. So Videojet and Markem-Imaje, or I want to say, some of our competitors had more issues maybe on the supply side, from what we know, and in some printer categories. So, everyone has had their own issues. It all depends on who your supplier of your components is, how your share stock planning was, and various factors like that. But yeah, some niggling issues were faced by different people, or issue. But I will say that they seem to have gotten, they had issues earlier than us, and they seem to be not having these problems in this financial year, whereas we had a fair amount of stocks of the past, which is why everyone should keep complaining our inventory is high. And because of that, we could tide over the situation for a long time, even though we're not getting new supplies. But then at one point of time, the party ran out, and we didn't have the parts in stock to keep the sales going, even though we expected fresh supplies in the meantime. So that's the sort of situation that actually happened at that point of time. But I don't think we're losing any market share. I think what we're doing is we are seeing a time shift in sales of printers, is what I'd say. So before, a lot of times, customers, they order printers, and they are going to have a line, or they're going to commission a line, but by the time they put the thing into operation, some time goes. So obviously, we are now monitoring it. So we actually deliver the printers quite close to when they're actually going to start utilizing the printers. There's normally people order the printers, and it's lying around for 2, 3 months before, frankly, it's utilized.
Okay. And to avoid such situations, what are the changes we're making, and so that this doesn't happen again in the future?
So it's not possible to make changes. One, two components, we had hard issues, and the lead times are long. So we worked with our partners. In some cases, we worked internally, and we had to rewrite some firmware and other things for our printer. But it's too much work because we have to do it, we have to test it, we have to validate everything, and there's a lot of things that go in it. And it's easier for us to just pay more money and buy from the spot market, So hopefully this, it's not easy because you can't change the design of everything, So the option to this is to, I don't even think our supply chain planning was bad. I mean, Jaideep can answer that question better. But yeah, it's a tricky situation. And the thing is, we're not such a big customer for most of these guys. We're not a big customer that they're going to prioritize over Volkswagen or, I don't know, someone like that, Maruti or whoever, right? So.
Okay. And just the last question, you spoke about price increases. So is this something that everybody has done in the industry, or is this is only something that we are doing right now? And if so, you can talk about how the pricing situation is within the industry over the last, say, 1 year or so.
No, so some price increases have been done by us about a year and a half ago. And now, because of, again, some cost increases and some other stuff, we don't like to just increase the price on the customers all the time. We don't do that, in all honesty. There's not that much inflation in our industry or our business. But yeah, because of there has been inflation, which is, like I said, it has happened, frankly, in the last 2, 3 years. and not only directly on the components and everything, but you know some of the associated costs like freight and you know logistics costs and all sorts of things. So that's why we feel that you know we're justified for that price increase. And yes, our competitors have done it a bit earlier than us. So they have increased prices reasonably over this last 2.5-3 year period. I can't say on off you know who did what when, but overall everyone has increased their costs. And with this price increase, we would be approximately at par with them in terms of how much we've increased our prices overall.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jerry, do you
want to
add anything to this? Or?
No, nothing. You're clear,
Shia.
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Wishing the team all the best and very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Mohsin, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the revenue thrown by you every quarter. It's very commendable. How do you see second half behaving versus H1? And how will the revenue mix behave as per what you are seeing in the market?
Shiva, should I answer? You would like to take this question?
Sure. I mean, I can take it. But I think Jadeep has answered this earlier. We are still feeling that we could have a good second half. As of right now, we don't see any problems in the market. We don't see any issues. I mean, of course, like I said, we had some supply chain issues, but we seem to have now come to a pretty good situation in the last couple of months, I'd say, where we are now actually clearing out some of the backlog. So I'm hopeful that we do okay. And of course, there are other positive triggers, like which we don't see, might not see this year, but with ICIPL, they were not able to get supplies really much at all from us. That will help them. And with Markprint, we will start some of the, like the long initiatives, which we want to develop some new applications with them. So of course, it might not contribute for sales in this financial year, but we have hope to set up a platform that will help us next year. So I think, it's looking fine so far overall.
Okay, sir. And the second question is, sir, can you enumerate a bit more about your export order? I believe
specific thing because I know some of you will be thinking, but yeah, normally we don't give specific guidance, you know. So just to give an idea.
I can understand, sir. Sir, the second question was regarding the export order for laser printer in the FMCG sector. Can you elaborate on that? I believe this is the first export order
for lasers, probably.
Yes, sir, for the lasers.
Sports stuff, it's just for the lasers. So, Gary can definitely elaborate on that.
See, what we've done is that we have supplied to a large corporation. We won't divulge the names because of confidentiality in it, but it's a large corporation which is based out of there. And it is one of the packers, co-packers of, you know, the consumer industry. And what we believe is that, you know, this is just the first of the orders. We've now established our base, customer base in Indonesia. And we feel that, you know, going forward, once this is a successful proven model, the other regions also will open out for us for the laser printer.
Okay, sir. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up question from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sir, you did mention in the in one of the release about our Sri Lankan foray, we resuming our operations at for the country Sri Lanka. So now how well are we, what is our game plan going ahead, sir, and what are we exactly trying to do after the gap there, sir?
Mr. Saket, since we had operations earlier in Sri Lanka as well, we have an installed base at Sri Lanka. So for the current customers, you know, there is still some demand for the consumables. Also, we need to service our printers over there. And what is the main philosophy of thinking of revival of operations for Controlprint is that maybe in the next 2 years the economy will make a U-turn and everything will be rosy then, and then we don't want to just stop the shop now and then restart it after 2 years. So till that time, as you would understand, we are just an oligopoly of 4 players. We don't want our existing customer base to go to the other parties. So, and slowly we feel that, the economy is slowly picking up. So maybe, it's a two-fold angle. One is to service our existing customer base. And secondly, tap few more opportunities going ahead. So that was the main reason for us to resume our operations in Sri Lanka.
Yeah. What kind of investments, sir, are we contemplating just to resume the services and the recurring costs that we have to incur just to keep our foot there?
Yeah, so I'll just answer that question, Saket. So first, well put, Jaideep. And I just wanted to say that answering your question, Saket, that what's happened is that, you see, we lost a lot of money in the past. That was because of the rupee depreciation and, so whatever money, it was the Sri Lankan rupee, I don't know what it went from 100 to 300 or something. So we lost that thing and the inventory and all those, things, the AR, the whole book depreciated. So, that's sort of done at one point of time. Obviously, we've readjusted all our prices down to US dollar terms, and in between there was no consumption. So we believe that, with the amount of sales that we can generate and of the consumers and the service, even at a reduced rate, that at least covers all our operating costs in Sri Lanka. So without really increasing our inventory, without really, spending money, it's more of a holding operation right now. And, we are hoping for a U-turn in the economy. And obviously at that time we'll be more aggressive. So it was just sort of a strategic decision that we worked hard to create a base. Obviously the Sri Lankan economy is not booming right now. So it's difficult to go that way. But even if we just use part of the existing base that covers our cost of operation, and as long as we don't increase our inventory exposure there, we don't have to be worried about further depreciation and other things. So I'm not saying that we're expecting any great results from Sri Lanka, like Jaideep said, for at least 2 years, but we don't expect to put more money in there for the next 2 years. So that's more of the thought that we had. So we feel, but yeah, in case after 2 years there is a rebound in the economy, then, if we shut down now, we'll not be able to capture that rebound of the Lankan economy.
So just to sum it up, currently we will be trying to service the printers that are already the installed base there and to service the consumable segment. So there won't be any further capital further investment that is going to be there. Only we are going to service our base there. That is what you are trying to expect currently.
Yeah. So right now also we didn't invest any additional money in the last thing. We had already invested some money. What happened is that money was depreciated, in Sri Lankan rupees. So we were still making a profit. It's just that, suppose I invested $1 million, if I invested 5 crore, whatever it was, we invested 100 rupees, the 100 rupees itself became worth 40 rupees. So we lost 60 rupees in the currency fluctuations and whatever other things happened. And then on top of that, the sales and the economy literally stopped for a year, frankly. Even the consumables, everything, the whole Sri Lanka, because in between, our people were saying that they don't even have diesel or whatever, petrol to, go to the customer or go to office. So I really don't know what was going on out there 100%, but obviously the situation was quite dire. So, so then that is where we were getting more worried. But then things have improved. They're not normal, but they've improved. And we've taken a fresh look, so Jaideep was calculating, we said that, okay, we can continue without investing new money. So of course, that loss that we had, that suppose we invested 100 rupees and that's become worth now 30, 40 rupees, that loss of 60, 70 rupees remains. The question is, we don't have to invest more money, like that. Okay, that's what I'll say.
Right. Sir, if I could just sum it up with your commentary and the point you are trying to make is that we are facing headwinds in terms of the spare parts for our printers. And due to the non-availability and the spike in the spot prices, we have to cater to meet our customer demand.
the higher prices we have paid, that has taken a hit on our margins.
But it's only, insignificant, right? It's not a substantial hit, Saket.
Okay, okay. So, sir, just to get the margin picture clear, sir, this 62% gross margin bracket, are we going to be in this band going ahead also? I think the Q1 we did 63% gross margin. So go, and this time it's a 200 basis point reduction that we have seen in the gross margin. So in the likelihood, what is the band that we are eyeing for H2, sir?
Just to ask you a question, are you looking at a standalone or a consolidated basis?
Sir, I'm looking at the standalone basis only, sir.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, like I said, see, honestly, I really don't pay that much attention. I'm going to be very straightforward to whether I'm making a 63% margin or 65 or a 61 or 62. It's more of an, especially on a quarter-to-quarter basis, we really wouldn't, you know, on a month-to-month basis, we wouldn't pay any attention. We've been having these issues with the supply chain for some time now. And, you know, it's obviously cost us money. And I will not say 100%, but I think, like, most of the issues in terms of, you know, the gross margin decrease will be related to certain supply chain issues that we have. And like I said, you know, we use specialized, everything for us is quite specialized. So, you know, now if you're making like, I mean, it might be the wrong comparison, but if you're making a Vande Bharat train or, you know, like a Tejas Mark Fighter, one fight, then every component is specified. To change any component, any electronics, anything is not easy. And our printer is sort of built the same way, you know, like if it's done, you know, it's not like steel, you know, and I can change steel from Tata Steel to JSW to, I don't know, steel.
What's your point?
Like, all our things are like very technically specified, and it takes a lot of testing and other work to change from anyone to anyone. So a lot of times it's not like we also feel that, oh, this other thing is available, you know, and we could have used that. But we have to design the product with that chip in mind or that component in mind. And, you know, we can't just keep changing. So that's the issue that's there. And of course, there's been a little bit of rupee depreciation versus the dollar. All that's not affected us that much because some good chunk of our imports and euros and Japanese yen and all those things, some part is dollars and, you know, so on. So obviously these various little factors are there. Like I said, you know, so sometimes, yeah, maybe we could also have been like our competitors and been more aggressive with the price increase. But honestly, because we were having supply chain issues, we were not, you know, and our customers were anyways unhappy because they were waiting for printer deliveries and other things. We did not want to take a price increase at that same time when, you know, some of our supplies were delayed both on the consumable side, on the printer side, especially, and then also at the same time talk of a price increase. We felt first we should just sort out everything, you know, get everything back to normal. Then we'll talk about, you know, price increase.
Okay. So current situation, sir, have we completely overcome the issue or there are something more that will percolate for the H2 also?
No. I mean, obviously, some of the inventory that we've approved to purchase is at a high cost. So it will be there. But hopefully the cost increase would take care of most of that. I mean, the price increase rather.
Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't know, and like I said, we might see more of an impact on the Q4 because we've given a notice out to our customers. So I think the price increase will not really be rolling in till maybe a little bit later this quarter, if not towards the end of the quarter. So, and of course, some of that inventory is also there at a higher cost, and hopefully, you know, I mean, we're also hoping because, you know, some of the cost increases that we faced, we are also hoping that they're not permanent in nature. You know, they're only temporary, but we have to work through this whole thing.
So any price increase that we are expecting should happen for quarter four only, because you have given an upfront date to your customers.
It should start towards the end of this quarter, but yeah, the basic. Most of it will come in, you know, Q2.
Yes, sir. Got your point. So when we look at the inventory part, which you have been speaking for quite a long, that now the inventory has gone up to 70 crores. So what should be the percentage breakup between
the value for printers and consumables in the 70 crore inventory figure, sir?
Saket, it depends on the strategy of the management, right? I mean, sometimes we might get a better rate and, you know, we might purchase at certain volumes. So there is no fixed percentage or in months of, you know, inventory turnover that you can have. It also depends upon our minimum support level MRP, which we calculate for each SKU. So that would depend. I mean, there is nothing like a standard which we have to...
I am asking about the breakup of 70 crore. Out of the 70 crore, how much would attribute towards the value for printers and how much would be the consumable and the spare part?
Saket, I think this is probably some confidential information. You have the financial setup at the listing websites as well as on the NSE, so if you can take information from there.
Didn't get you, sir. Come again, sir.
No, the breakup would be slightly of a confidential nature.
Okay.
So,
okay. Not an issue, sir. And lastly, to Shiva, sir, about so we have always seen that the management, the board has always been stakeholder friendly and in terms of distributing cash to its investors, and as has been the case historically. Historically, we are getting two dividends. Firstly, once the 9 months numbers are there, and then the final account. So, in the very likelihood, that should be the nature this year also, taking into account the cash generation that has happened. So that understanding for investor base is correct, because this time also we have come up with an acquisition at Netherlands or. Do you revise the payout, dividend payout going ahead? So what's the thought process in sharing of the cash or the cash allocation strategy which you have already articulated, I think, the last call also? So if you could throw some more light on the same.
I think that, you know, honestly, this was discussed in a lot of depth last quarter, because I think, you know, maybe you had only raised it up. I'm not 100% sure.
Yes. I wanted the reiteration on this.
You know, the board has decided that, you know, 50 crores is what we'll keep as cash on books, including whatever investments, cash, bank balance, whatever form of liquid investment, whatever you want to term it. And we have our limits for any acquisition or other opportunities that come. And, you know, obviously we are looking also at other opportunities. We've been clear about that, like how Markprint was an opportunity and so on. So obviously we invest in our growth, and if we get the right type of growth opportunities and acquisitions, we will do that. And whatever's more than 50 crores, you know, the board has said that we will largely return that to the shareholders. You know, what form it will take, whether it will be a 9-month dividend or it will be a buyback or it will be some other form. You know, I cannot say that offhand. You know, this will be their decision. You know, I will definitely, everyone will know, but you know, nothing has changed on that front. I mean, it's, any specific questions that are there on that, you know, I can address them, but I,
Not at all. Saket,
just to clarify your query, on a standalone basis, the inventory has increased from 65 to 66 crores. I think 70 crores number where you got probably, it might be from the consolidation numbers. So.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at the consolidated numbers.
Yeah, and obviously because we've told you that we've included Markprint's numbers, yeah, as well as ICIP numbers. So, you know, like, so those numbers also contribute. Yeah.
Contribution from them also. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this time, so for the Mark division, it is done and dusted now, or are we doing good work? I think the last time you did mention about the Mark division, also some prototype being developed specially for your customers. So, what's the take on the mask division?
No, I mean, we're still selling masks. We actually are still doing reasonable amount of business. You know, we were pursuing the NIOSH, but for whatever reason that you know, things not happened. But it's continuing. It's not a big business. It's not declining as much as what everyone thought. So it's okay. But we're not, I'm prototyping, I'm not sure what you're talking about, so,
As I can remember correctly, we spoke about a particular type of mask being done for your customers, the customized mask going ahead for your customers only. So, if I'm wrong, then I stand corrected there. So that was my question, that are we developing any different variety of mask for them, or how is this segment going to contribute? Earlier you have mentioned that this is only for the purpose of the CSR activity and taking benefit of depreciation. So
it's continuing to that extent, because there are still many large customers we supply to, and I guess they continue to order on us, so we continue supplying it. But it's not like, it's not, you know, anything major in terms of revenue or profits or something. So
it is 5 to 8% mark only for the revenue?
Huh?
5 to 8% revenue is being contributed from the mask segment for the quarter?
No, as of now, 3%.
3%.
3%, yeah. Which was similar to the last quarter as well.
Correct. And then no update on the Liberty Chemical or Videojet, that their status quo for the two?
Absolutely status quo.
Correct. So that's all from the side. I was just trying to make sense that there is a continuity of the business volume and the sentiment improving for H2. As we have always seen that H2, the second half for us and for the industry has always been better than what H1 is. So, in the very likelihood, keeping in my mind the factors that this resulted into some higher cost and some non-availability of spare parts, we could look for achieving growth on top of what H2 we did last year. So that this basic premise is correct, sir.
I mean, this is all hypothetical, so I cannot say anything. But yes, we did have some orders that we could not fulfill. We had some orders, like I said, in the C&D grade customers, where we actually might have lost some not able to meet their timelines. So, you know, but we are executing those things and clearing out these backlogs now. So, you know, I cannot say what we would have done or what could have happened, because, you know, that's all hypothetical now.
Sorry to interrupt, Saket. I would request you to please email your questions.
We have to move to
the next question.
Thank you, madam.
The next question is from the line of Rupen Masalia from RN Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is to Mr. Siva Kabra. Sir, in the medium term, that is over next 3 to 5 years, where do you see the current industry, coding and marking industry, because currently the current price is around 1500 odd INR. So over next 3 to 5 years, and you are enjoying 18.5% market share currently. So in the medium term, where do you see that growing? And secondly, how do you see to increase the opportunity landscape for Control Print as a company, maybe by venturing into adjacencies like or tracking and tracing, or maybe some software related stuff? So if you can throw some light on that.
So I'll try my best. Thank you. I will say that, as far as the coding and marking business goes, it was about, between 1600 and 1700 crores last year, including the unorganized segment. And the organized segment was somewhere between 1250 and 1300. That is us and our three biggest competitors, about 1200 to 1250 it was. And so in that, obviously, Mr. Kabra, if someone has read the annual report, so the board of directors has set us a target of 400 crores in, by March 2025. For Control Print, this is the standalone business we're talking about. Our target, obviously, if our subsidiaries or associates or any other investments we do in the meantime, would hopefully cause, contribute more to growth. And as, we have intimated in the past, we don't have a major capex plan between now and 400 crores. There is some, there's a few crores we spend every year, and we keep improving our facilities, but nothing major. not really more than what the depreciation rates would be. So, you know, we expect that most of the profits we generate would be free cash flow. And, you know, depending on the type of acquisition opportunities we have, we look at those, or else, you know, the board has given us an indication of how much cash, which we already have that much, if not more, and, you know, to look at that. So I think that's the broad strategy that's there. And like you said, you know, as far as adjacencies and other things go, you know, obviously Markprint was an opportunity that was there. And this is because essentially we're in the coding and marking space, which is, you know, the simplest form of printing in a way, or the lowest thing, because it's a date code and a batch code. Of course, it's difficult to print on the line. And then you have, like, you know, big printing presses made by, you know, Domino and Brother together, or HP, Indigo, you know, Kodak, those types of people. And there's a big space in between in the packaging sector. And of course, there's a lot of specialized printing presses for ceramic tiles, for textile. We're not focusing so much on that. But in the packaging sector, there's a big space between the huge presses and the coding and marking business. And that's an area where we are trying to look at, you know, and which is where we focus on the Markprint acquisition, to see if we can develop a market, like you said, or adjacency in that area. And definitely in track and trace, we are already working on it. And, you know, we actually are having more partner-driven solutions in that, but it's something that we're also looking at now, looking at our solution, which will also be maybe partly powered by some of our partners, but we will be focusing on selling the entire solution from Controlprint. And, you know, that will hopefully give, you know, greater, you know, sales and success in that area. So far, it is more pharmaceutical driven, but, you know, of course, I do believe that the traceability solutions will increase across the board. And yeah, of course, in some, a lot of cases, we do contribute software also along with our printer, a lot of integration that happens. So yeah, these are all areas we are working on. And and as far as the coding and marking business overall, like that, our own target is to hit 400. And we do believe that the coding and marking business will grow at about 1.5 times GDP of industrial production in India. For manufacturing growth, how it, manufacturing growth will be the best, you know, proxy. But if that approximately, that's not the case, we assume that manufacturing growth and GDP growth will be the same. So that's all where the overall coding and marking business grows, and our own aims, and of course, what will happen besides the adjacency that we've already discussed. You know, it would depend on what sort of opportunities come our way between now and, you know, in the future. Because in some cases, it's not practically possible for us to build in-house. Although we have the capabilities, it will take us a long time. And, you know, it would make more sense to purchase.
Okay. So basically, sir, you highlighted that industry is growing at probably 1.5 times GDP. So within that, I think around 1200 to 1250 crore, that's the pie enjoyed by unorganized player. So maybe a migration from unorganized to organized, because as you alluded earlier, like packaging or across the board within the economy, there is a clear-cut migration of market from small unorganized player to, you know, a corporate organized player. So maybe how do you see the pie? I mean, so 1700 crore, that's organized market. So around 2800 crore, if I add unorganized, so within the shift within the industry from unorganized to organized, that is one part. And second is that of late regulatory requirements has gone up, like say pharmaceutical authority or top 300 formulations. Now there has to be a certain type of coding, marking. Yesterday, FSSAI came out with certain labeling norms for brand manufacturers. So, in the light of all these positive tailwinds, what is your view, I mean, on the industry going forward? Like one migration of player from unorganized to organized, and second, the regulatory requirement. So the way in which industry grew in the past, maybe 1.5 times GDP, going forward, can one expect a player, organized player like Control Print to grow at a higher the industry rate within the organized pie? If you can throw some light.
Yeah, so just, you know, I think the first, maybe there was some, you know, misunderstanding, but I said the organized market is 1200 to 1250 crores, including the unorganized market, it's about 1600 to 1700 crores.
Oh, okay.
400 to 450 crores in the coding and marking industry. You know, I said in that, obviously, the coding and marking, that 1600 crore or 1700 crore business overall is growing at the rate of about 1.5 times real GDP, not nominal GDP, but real GDP. Within that, you know, we are targeting to hit 400 crores by March 2025. And of course, we intend to do it without any real capital investment. We don't need to do that, we believe. You know, we intend to maintain our overall, of course, you know, I think there's been a lot of debates in this, you know, conference so far regarding margins and, you know, whether 63% and 61% and whether our EBITDA is 23% and 25%. But, you know, roughly being in the same zone, if not higher, overall on a longer term basis, obviously we expect to improve. So I think that's the sort of, like I said, that's what Control Print's aim is. Besides that, we are already working on exploring these adjacencies. You know, these are new initiatives. Obviously, we are ready to invest money. We spent, I don't know, some amount of money on the Markprint acquisition. And we are spending, going to spend a fair amount of money developing our solutions for that, for the Indian market also, and for Markprint to try and grow in their areas and look out for other opportunities in this space, like I said, between the coding and marking business and the huge, you know, presses, which are like multi-million dollar solutions competing with the conventional presses like Heidelberg or KVA itself or, you know, from Mori and those types of people. So, you know, that's where the thing is as of right now. Secondly, coming to the track and trace, and I just want to say for the pharmaceutical thing, I mean, just being in this business, I mean, I know this sounds a bit, actually very excited, but you know, the pharmaceutical track and trace requirement came out like 10 or 15 years ago. And everyone knows that the pharmaceutical lobby for the industry association is very strong, you know. So in the past, you know, government has come out with many proposals, even they've come out with regulations and they set deadlines. And, you know, honestly, the industry, not only in pharmaceutical, even some of the other industry associations are, you know, they have a tendency to make things voluntary. Is that the right way to word it? And, you know, of course, I'm not saying anything against it. You know, it's totally, you know, it's not our, you know, area to, because the government is looking into it actively and they're interfacing directly with the industry association. But I'm just saying in the past, even deadlines have come and, you know, they have been either the deadlines have continuously shifted or they have even been removed, the regulation. So, you know, it's difficult to make a strategy based on something that might happen, which in past experience has not happened continuously. So this is not a new thing. So I think, you know, that we are more focused on what sort of innovations we can deliver to the customer, what sort of values we can deliver to the customer, and not really relying on that the government is going to take out a big stick and hit everyone with it, and that will force everyone into buying our solutions.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's good.
Relying on that.
All the very best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhatelia.
Hi Shiva, any closing remarks that you want to make?
So I just wanted to wish everyone happy Diwali. I know that this is a very busy time for everyone because there's a lot of other results coming. I really value everyone coming on board and taking their time. And, you know,
for the celebration. So really, you know, all the best for everyone. And like I said, we've had a not very eventful Q2, but you know, we hope to continue this going forward in Q3 and Q4. Hopefully, nothing you know, resolve the lingering issues that are there regarding supply chain stuff, and you know, just focus on our performance and you know, our customer satisfaction going in the next 2 quarters. And of course, we'll catch up with all of you again sometime in the 3rd week of January. And you know, thank you to Karan and Yamsec for hosting this, and thanks to each and every participant you know, for taking their valuable time. And happy Diwali. Jaideep, you want to add anything?
No, just wanted to wish everybody a happy Diwali, safe, happy Diwali, and wish you all the best. We'll see you in the next 2-3 quarter earnings.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.